Welcome to And With Your Spirit, a homily podcast that takes preaching out of the sanctuary and moves it into your daily life. Let us make ourselves open to the voice of Christ and the movement of the Holy Spirit, that we might be transformed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning. It's good to be back. Last weekend, I was on vacation, my first time away, actually, from ministry this calendar year, which the bishop got on to me for that. And he said, no, take more time off. We need you to be balanced and good for a long time, so I'll listen. Anyways, last weekend, I was on vacation. The weekend before that, I had my sister's wedding, and then I was at another parish for vocation stuff in the morning on Sunday. But now I'm back home, and it's good to be here. I missed it. Anyways, in the gospel today, we hear what happens when Jesus is telling his disciples that he's going to have to suffer and die. And most of the time, whenever we encounter suffering or we encounter things that are not really what we want for our life, we change the subject. And likewise, we hear that they decide to not listen to what Jesus is saying, but instead talk about themselves and say, you know, who's the best out of all of us? Like, that's what they change the conversation to. Jesus says, I'm going to die and suffer for you. And they say, no, we don't want to talk about suffering and death. Who amongst us is the greatest, you know? And then Jesus, to remind them of what true greatness is, takes a child, brings it before them and says, if you want to be great, receive a child, teach a child. And sometimes that's the reminder we all need, especially as parents and grandparents. For the times we failed the Lord in our own life in any way, let us call to mind our sins. This past Monday afternoon, I was speaking with somebody who lives here on the West Side. He's a grown-up adult. He's been away from his parents for several years now. And I asked him a question about praying before you go to bed at night, because me, at 33 years old, I still kneel down and say the same prayers that my mom and dad taught me whenever I was like 6 years old to pray at night. Anyways, he said he had never heard this prayer that my mom and dad had taught me. And I wonder how many of you have heard this prayer. It goes like this. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray to God my soul to take. Okay, good. That's basically everybody, right? Now, you still have to pray it tonight before you go to bed. That didn't count. It's morning. I told him that prayer, and he said, how did that go again? And I said, what? You'd have never heard that prayer? Anyways, I was shocked that he had not heard that prayer. And then I asked him, well, I said, well, what prayer did your parents teach you whenever you were a little boy, when you were going to bed at night? And he said, Tyler, my parents didn't teach me prayers at nighttime. I was shocked by that, even more so than the first time when he said he didn't know the rote memorization prayer. And so on Wednesday at the school mass here at Corpus Christi, I asked our roughly 150 school kids, I said, how many of you, last night before you went to bed, how many of you did your nighttime prayers? And about half of their hands went up, about half, which I thought, you know, that's half, that's not bad, right? But it's also only half. And so I told them the story of what happened to me whenever I was a little kid. So I'm the second of seven kids in our family. And mom and dad, they had their room, and then there were two rooms for all of us seven kids, one for boys and one for girls. Four boys and three girls. They were lucky. The girls were. Anyways, when they took us to bed at night, they would usually divide and conquer with that many kids, and one of them would take us to one and one to the other, or if dad was still milking or something, if he wasn't home, then mom would do the girls first and then the boys. They'd make each of us kneel down side by side by side along one of the beds or upon the bed that we shared. And then we'd start, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. We'd pray that prayer, now I lay me down to sleep. And after we finished that prayer, mom or dad or whomever would say, now who would you like God to bless tonight? And we would each get to go down the line. Bless mom, bless dad. You got to say those two first as brownie points, you know. And then after that, you'd say siblings' names. Then you'd say grandma and grandpa. And then you'd start saying other things that just came to your heart. And usually as a little kid, you'd say as many things as possible because the more names you said, the longer you got to stay up at night, right? So we would ask for blessings upon everybody and everything. And usually what would happen is it would end with like, and our dog and our fish, and then mom and dad would be like, okay, all right, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we're done, right? They'd tuck us in and they'd exit. The next morning at breakfast, they would often ask us, so last night you wanted to pray for Barry. How's Barry doing, right? Because now they know Now they know what's going on in the heart of their child because the child told God. You know, I don't know how many of you taught your kids that, those prayers, but it's powerful and it's important. It's really important. In fact, Jesus in the gospel day says, you're arguing who's the greatest? The greatest one is the one who takes a child and teaches them about me. That's the greatest. When we become great in the world, forget about becoming a CEO. Forget about losing 10 pounds. Forget about writing that book. Forget about whatever the mile marker you've set. Forget about those things and instead focus on your own children, Jesus says. You know, let's show of hands. How many of you, your parents, taught you to pray before you fell asleep at night? How many of your parents taught you how to pray before you fell asleep at night? Okay, I've seen about half the hands. All right, now hands down. Now this time, you don't have to raise your hand, but how many of you have taught your children? And how many last night knelt beside your kids, beside your bed, and prayed with them? I mean, how many of us even pray when we go to restaurants before we eat our food? Folks, these traditions, if they're dying because we're letting them die. This is one of the most important things I can tell you. I mean, I could ask you, how many of you, when your kids were little babies, made sure they ate at the right regular hours? Everyone's hands would go up. How many of you made sure that your kids had a teething ring or whatever they needed whenever their teeth were coming in? How many of you look for the best soccer team or the best school or the best books or the best programs on TV? How many put filters on the internet to make sure your kids don't get into bad things? All of our hands would go up for all those things. But how many of us make sure we pray every day with our children? Priorities. To me, there's nothing more important than praying with your child, especially at night before they go to bed. It teaches them a lot of things. And so the homework that I gave the kids at the school mass was that when they went home that night, on Wednesday night, they had to pray before they fell asleep every single night until this weekend. That's what I told them. And I said, if you can get your mom and dad to kneel down beside you and pray, then you get bonus points for that. And the kids love that, right? Bonus points. But then what happened, what I did not expect, was that on Wednesday night and on Thursday night, I was getting text messages from our parents here at Corpus Christi at 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock at night saying, what class do they get the bonus points for if I prayed with them? I'm serious. I got those messages both nights. I meant bonus points in God's eyes or in the grand scheme of things, you know. So on Friday morning, I went to Walmart and I bought a bag of Tootsie Roll Pops and I said, I'll take care of this bonus points problem. And I went to each classroom around the school, including the recess or the two classes were in PE. I took up Tootsie Pops and I said, now, on Wednesday, about half of you said that you prayed on Tuesday night before you fell asleep. How many of you were able to get your mom or dad, to kneel down beside you and say your nighttime prayers before you went to bed on either Wednesday or Thursday night? And a few hands went up. One kid said, I asked my mom, but she told me she was too busy. And so I went down the list and I said, okay, well, how many of you at least knelt down by yourself and prayed before you went to bed? And more hands went up. And I said, all right, how many of you at least one night said a prayer even if you didn't kneel down before you went to sleep? And out of the whole school, only 14 kids didn't pray on Wednesday or Thursday night. 14. That's like a 60-person increase. Folks, your job as parents and as grandparents is to raise your kids. Don't let the government do it. Don't let a nanny do it. Don't even let our school do it. You do it. It's your job. Yes, you can let a coach teach your kids soccer. You can let a math teacher teach your kids math. But in the end, you're responsible for raising your kids as they ought to be raised. The most important thing you can do is to teach them how to pray. And so your homework now, depending on what level you are in life, is to do that yourself. If you're a child, make your mom or dad pray with you when you fall asleep at night. If you're a parent, make your kids kneel down with you and do those prayers. If you haven't done it before, when you do it tonight and your kids complain, you can say, yeah, I know, but Father Tyler said we're going to have to do it, and God can see, and so we have to, all right? Blame it all on me. I'll take it, right? If you're a grandparent and you go out to dinner with your adult children, make them pray before you eat. If you have your grandkids over to your house for the weekend, make them kneel down and pray with you. It's amazing what kids want to do in their faith if only we let them. Finally, two other pieces of advice. One, When I say to kneel down and pray, if you're able to physically kneel, I really mean it. Because if you say to yourself, I'll just pray when I lay down, yeah, good luck with that, right? Either your phone will buzz, you remember something, or you'll be daydreaming about what's going on tomorrow, and all of a sudden you'll be asleep, and you will have forgotten to pray. If you make yourself actually get down on your knees, you won't be doing anything else but praying. And whether you stay there for 30 seconds to do a memorized prayer, or whether you do a whole rosary, I don't care. I mean, it'd be great to do a whole rosary. But you'll say something to God before you fall asleep. And the second piece of advice is if you're like me and you're forgetful and you want to get into this habit, when you wake up in the morning or when you go home from Mass today, go to your room, grab a Bible, a rosary, a statue of Mary, a banana, whatever. Grab something and put it on your pillow. Why? Because tonight when you go to bed, guess what you have to do? Move it, right? It could be anything. It could be a pack of gum, whatever. But when you move that thing off of your pillow at night, it'll remind you that you're supposed to do something before your head hits it. And maybe that will be kneeling down to pray. Jesus says today, the most important thing you can do to become great is to guide other people to Him, especially your children. If you do nothing else tonight, make sure you pray with them.